the best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Rico Beard will be with us in about 15 minutes, talking more recruiting, Michigan State, and the state of Michigan as a whole. Rico Beard from Fox News in Detroit. Welcome back to Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS. Also streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer here on the show. We're talking back now to the Super Bowl. And I think, honestly, the most important part about the Super Bowl is not the game, it's not the commercials, it's not the halftime show. It's really the prop bets that you can bet on in Las Vegas. Now, we talk about this strictly in entertainment purposes. We are not encouraging you to bet on anything. But some of this stuff is absolutely hilarious, Scott. And the fact that Vegas thinks about this stuff, and not only thinks about it, but analyzes it and makes it line where you wouldn't expect it to, where you wouldn't expect them to do research, is astounding to me. For example, some of these that we're going to give, and this first one, Scott, fire it up. Okay. The one I thought was a shoo-in at first. Okay. How long will Christina Aguilera hold the note Brave? So that's the last note of the national anthem. Over or under 6 seconds?
And this one's kind of strange. You think the obvious answer is over. Ian Rhodes immediately said over because you think Christina Aguilera, she likes to embellish. She likes to do her own thing.
She likes
thing
to do that vibrato.
Yeah.
You like that term?
There
vibrato.
You go. Yeah. And but so you and I, we figured we're going to do a little bit of research on this. This is her from Game 7 of the 2010 NBA Finals.
For the land of the free,
clearly over 6 seconds.
This is the one. Six seconds on the nose.
The nose. And you would never know it from hearing that first little thing that did with her voice. You're like, oh, dude, she's going to hit the Brave for like 12 seconds. Vegas knows what they're doing, apparently. Now, I'm still going to say I think she's going to feel the momentum of the Super Bowl, and I still think she's going to go over 6 seconds. But Vegas knows what they're doing with the research, don't they?
They don't mess around. I mean, I expect this game to be as close. Well, that's the one thing. When there's a little bit of time off, they kind of mess up, like you'll see with bowl games and things like that. But yeah, they're not going to put themselves in a situation to lose money by any means.
Here's the question. I don't mean to break down the national anthem too hard here. I promise we won't break it down more than we'll break down the actual game.
Oh, I've played it thousands of times. It's okay.
But I think it really comes down to how loud the crowd gets when she hits Brave. If the crowd gets really loud and basically drowns her out, I think she'll stop. But if they don't get so loud that she can't hear herself, I think she'll go over 6 seconds.
I agree with that. Another thing that has always impacted the time of it, and I just know from being in marching band, I was in the Spartan marching band for 4 years. If there's a flyover and they're a little bit off schedule, that's when you'll see them lengthen it because you want to hit at the right time.
Well, will there be a flyover, though? Because
it's
indoors.
Inside.
That wouldn't be very effective.
That'd
a
be
flyover.
A lame flyover. You're right. Yeah. So, yeah, there's really nothing to affect it. I can't imagine too many fireworks or anything, so it's probably just her and the crowd, and the crowd was kind of loud there. So, yeah, 6 seconds, that's a tough one.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to look at these prop bets. Scott and I are going to, I don't want to say bet.
We're going to pick. Not wagering anything them. We're picking
a side. We're picking. We're not betting. We're picking. We're going to pick 11. We're going to pick 11 prop bets. Okay?
Okay.
We're
going
to analyze
them. You need a lot to be able to make up for your terrible picks.
I am done trying to compare with anybody about predicting. I'm just going to stick with the fact that my only claim to fame is that I predicted Santonio Holmes would win the Super Bowl MVP, and I correctly predicted that the U.S. in the World Cup would tie England, tie Slovenia, and beat Algeria. Those are my only claims to fame. That's it. I'll stick to soccer predictions, and that's it, because I know that.
Well, just don't pick Santonio Holmes today.
I promise I will not pick Santonio Holmes. Okay, so we've got 11 prop bets we're going to predict. You're going to see who wins next week. First of all, what will the Steelers do on their first drive? Score or punt?
I'm going to say punt.
Okay, here's a question, and this is just kind of a bonus question. Okay, I think they're going to score. But for you, do they go three and out? Do they get a couple first downs? What do you predict is going to happen? I'll give you bonus points if you get it right.
One first down, then punt on 4th and 3.
Okay, fair enough. Which team will call the first time out of the game?
God, I hate these because it's so situational. You don't know who's
going to
have
it. Deal with
it
and predict, okay?
Yeah, I know. First time out, I'm going to say Aaron Rodgers and the Packers have to call the first time out. Something weird happens in the formation and he's not quite set.
I like that. I think the crowd gets to him. I think he has to call a timeout. He's got the most inexperienced players that could possibly mess up where they're standing.
Green Bay would be more likely to waste a timeout early is where I'm going with that.
Fair enough. I'm going to stick with you on that one. I know we don't want to match on every single one, but I agree with you. Will either team pick up a fourth down conversion in the game?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Ben Roethlisberger on a QB rush.
I think neither team will pick up a fourth down conversion. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers will go for it on fourth down. I think neither team will pick it up. Okay, will there be a score in the first 7 minutes and 30 seconds of the game?
Yes, there will be.
Okay, by Green Bay, I'm assuming?
No.
So
Steelers second possession.
Okay. Well, we matched there because I had the Steelers scoring on their first possession.
That's right.
But that's fine. Will the Steelers win the Super Bowl and will the Penguins win the Stanley Cup?
Well, I'm not a huge hockey fan, but I still hate Sidney Crosby and the Penguins. So I say I really hope not, and I just have to say no in general on that. Anyway.
I say yes.
Really?
I think so. I think the Penguins come out of nowhere once Crosby gets healthy. And I think they end up winning.
Well, that gives away your pick for the last segment.
I guess so. It does. Okay, what will be the higher total? Blake Griffin's rebounds against the Heat or the Steelers' total points?
Steelers' total points. Not even close.
Okay, I think Griffin's probably only going to get like 12 rebounds.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing too.
I don't think that's really going to be much.
Okay. I don't think he's gotten 30 rebounds yet.
LeBron first half points against the Clippers or the Packers' first half points? I like this question a lot.
That one's a lot tougher, and I'm actually going to go LeBron on this one.
Okay, fair enough. I think the Packers have more. I think LeBron has a slow first half. I bet he has 12 points or something like that. I think the Packers end up having more points than them. Okay, here we go. Let's go with, what do we got? We got 7 right now, correct?
I'm just answering. I'm not sure.
Okay, we've got 7 so far. What is the total amount of points that will be scored between the two teams? Now, there's a couple different ones you can do.
Is there an over-under?
No, it's just you can pick how many total points there's going to be in the game. For example, you know what? We'll just go Packers. How many points will the Packers score?
31.
Okay, I'm going to go with 20. I think the Packers score 20 points in the game. I think they get shut down in the second half, and they score 20 points. Okay? All right. Next question. We'll do 2 more. Let's do this one. Who gets the first penalty of the game?
Steelers. James Harrison.
Okay. I think the Packers do. I think they still get a false start of some sort, and that ends up happening. And finally, how long will Christina Aguilera hold the note brave during the national anthem? I think this is the moneymaker. This is the king one. Over under 6 seconds.
I'll let you pick it first.
I think the crowd is going to be too loud. I think she's going to get drowned out, and she's going to end up fading out around 5.2 seconds.
Oh, we're going tenth of a second too.
Well, mine is under, but I think 5.2 seconds as a tiebreaker.
I feel it the opposite way. She's gonna feel the energy of the crowd, and she's gonna just keep going as long as she can.
Now, here's my question: if she gets drowned out, okay, does that count as holding the note?
I don't know. If we can't hear her, does that mean
she's
not
holding
it?
That's what I mean. If we can't hear her, is she just kind of opening her mouth and just pretending like she's holding the note?
It's a good way for her to win that.
I'm just saying. Do you think that she would shave points? Do you think that she would cheat to win the bet?
I think she has it in her. Yeah.
I think so, too.
I could see her doing it.
If it was me, I'd do it. All right, coming up next, we got Rico Beard. He's coming on. We'll talk a little Michigan State recruiting and State of Michigan recruiting, and then we'll have our final picks of the Super Bowl, break down the actual game, not just the prop bets. It's coming up next. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS.